Joining us now is Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist. And Kim, let's take a look at what's been happening the last few months in the soybean market.
Well, if we go back to June and look at the supply and demand condition versus January, we'll see that stocks have tightened. In June, the world ending stocks were estimated to be 2.5 billion bushels, the U.S. 360 million. In January, they'd lowered the world to 2.14 billion bushels and U.S. ending stocks to 140 million bushels. You can compare that to a 240 million bushel five-year average. So bean stocks have tightened up considerably, and the soybean prices have went on the futures market from about $10 to $14 over that time period.
And what's the market looking like for 2011 harvested beans?
Well, our local elevators are bidding off the Chicago Board of Trade November soybean contract. That contract is, you know, up around $13.50 to $14. They're bidding about 85 cents below that, or you can forward contract beans in the interior for about $12.50. Now, that price is, of course, higher in eastern Oklahoma along the Arkansas River area.
And reports indicate that beans and corn are sort of competing for cropland. What's your take on all that?
I take it they're duking it out. That's what they're doing, because corn and bean stocks are both tight and they got to have production. Corn stocks have tightened up maybe, well, at least as much as beans, maybe more. You go back to June in the U.S., they were looking at 1.6 billion bushels of corn ending stocks. In January, they'd lowered that to 745 million bushels, a five-year average of 1.1 to 1.2 billion bushels. In the world, the corn ending stocks lowered from 5.8 billion down to 5 billion even. So corn stocks are tight. Of course, over that period, our corn prices have increased from about $3.60 to $6.50 a bushel.
And then what's the 2011 price for harvested corn?
Well, the elevators are bidding off the November corn contract, or the December corn contract on Chicago. Right now, you can forward contract that corn for about $5.40, $5.50 a bushel.
And last but not least, we have to talk about wheat, and these prices continue to increase. Your take on all that?
I just don't know how high these prices are going over the last week. You know, they've increased about a dollar on the hard red winter wheat. It's just the world is talking about, and there's countries that are concerned about a food shortage. And right now, I think that fear is driving our wheat prices.
Okay, Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist. We'll see you next time.